Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Cheryl and Colin met on Bumble, hit it off right away, decided to get some apps at a place in Fair Oaks that still had outside seating available. Cheryl said that she could tell that Colin was very much into her. Cheryl, you were telling us off the air that he was reaching out to touch you when you were talking, put his hand on your lower back, walking to your car afterward.
Yes, exactly. Our hands accidentally grazing each other. Exactly.
Oh.
And, like, even walking to my car at the end of the night. So I was like, okay, I think I'm going to get a kiss. So, you know, we hugged each other, and I was kind of, like, awkwardly standing there waiting. And, like, after a few seconds, like, nothing was happening. So I was kind of like, okay, I guess I'll just go home.
All right, well, let's be honest real fast. We shouldn't be kissing right now if you don't know the person very well.
Now, do you think that you were giving off the same cues? Like, do you think was getting the impression that you were into it too?
Oh, totally.
All right, hang on the phone, Cheryl. We're going to get Colin on, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of this, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, hang on. Hi, is this Colin?
Hi. Yeah.
Hey, Colin. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I don't know if our producers told you, this is a segment that we call Second Date Update. This is where you have gone out on a date with someone, and they haven't heard from you since. So Cheryl reached out to us and asked us to ask you a couple of questions about your date. What can you tell us about the date you had with Cheryl?
I mean, I don't know if I really want to talk about that.
Why not?
I mean, that makes us definitely want you to talk about it.
I mean, I just, like, I'm afraid it's going to make me sound, like, really shallow. You know, I mean.
Well, that's okay. Colin, listen, this is a safe place. If it's too shallow, we might beat you up about it a little bit.
And listen, and Cheryl came to us because she wants to know. Like, she thought you guys hit it off. You guys had a great date. If she reached out to us, I think she genuinely wants to know.
Yeah, you're right. And things were great. Just in the conversations that we were having, they just seemed to flow really well. And it's when she, like, reached out and touched me at one point, and I looked down and I saw her nails, and they were just, like, the longest nails I've ever seen. They were painted a bunch of insane colors. They had diamonds and glitter, and it was just a huge distraction the entire time. And I mean,
I kind of get what he's saying. I have had friends who had not just long nails, but I mean, their nails were almost like the centerpiece of their body for some reason.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll get Cheryl, because the good news is that this is a very fixable problem.
I don't think so. Women that do their nails like this, they love their nails. This
really?
Is not so- oh, yes.
Cheryl, are you there?
Hi.
Cheryl, tell us about your nails.
What's the big deal? They're just nails. Oh, yeah, my nails are long right now. Do I cut them sometimes? Yeah. Are they going to be different colors most of the time? Yes. That's just, like, part of my fashion statement.
But
I think a fashion statement is the perfect way to put it. Girls that do a lot with their nails, it is part of their look.
And, you know, I understand that, and I completely understand where she's coming from. But for me, it's just, like, that just doesn't work for me as the person. And, like, I would just be embarrassed to, like, introduce her to my friends and family, you know, with with nails like that. And
I know what we're talking about. I've seen these girls before. We've all seen these girls where the nails are just like out of control. Sometimes there's jingle jangles hanging from them. And I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. But at the same time, though, is it a deal breaker? Is it a deal breaker? Like, really, is it a deal breaker? Did you like everything else about Cheryl, Colin?
I mean, she's a great girl. And, you know, I
this
thought
is code for no.
Way.
This is, you're being very nice. This is all code for no. There were a couple other things that I didn't really like it, and the nails are just giving me an out right now. Rain, would it be a deal breaker for you?
Well, listen, let's go back and take a look at the list that we have of deal breakers in dating, right? Not necessarily all the ones that we've encountered here on Second Date Update, but just dating in general. Obviously, number one, racism.
Right.
Number two, body odor. Are we adding a number three on here that says very long nails?
You know what? How about this? Girls who go crazy on their fingernails like that, is it a sign of immaturity? Like, I would never get a lawyer who had fingernails like that represent me in court.
No, it's not a sign of immaturity. If I was working in a business, if I was a lawyer, like you just said, yeah, of course I would not be having those nails. But I don't have those jobs, so I could do whatever I want with my nails.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a wardrobe stylist.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, that's fun. Cheryl, I think that you need a guy that's a little more, like, kind of out there with his own fashion. He'll love your nails.
All right, so no second date.
No second date.
And we'll add extra long nails to the deal breaker list. Second date update on the wake-up call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.